Jeremiah chapter 17. The sin of Yehuda is written with a pen of iron, with the point of a diamond. It is engraved upon the tablets of their hearts and upon the horns of your altars. While their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills. O my mountain in the field, I will give your substance and all your treasures to the spoil. Your high places will be given for sin throughout all your borders. And you, even yourself, will discontinue from your heritage that I gave to you. And I will cause you to serve your enemies in the land which you do not know, because you've kindled a fire in mine anger that will burn forever. Thus says Yahweh, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from Yahweh. For he will be like the heath in the desert, and will not see when good comes, but will inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man who trusts in Yahweh, and whose hope Yahweh is, for he will be like a tree planted by the waters, that spreads out her roots by the river, and will not see when heat comes, but her leaf will be green, and will not be careful in the year of drought, and neither will it cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, Yahweh, I search the heart, I test the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. Like the partridge sits upon her eggs, and hatches them not, so he who gets riches and not by right will leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end will be a fool. A throne of honor on high from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Yahweh, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you will be ashamed. They who depart from me will be written in the earth because they have forsaken Yahweh, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Yahweh, and I will be healed. Save me, rescue me, and I will be saved. For you are my praise. Behold, they say to me, where is the word of Yahweh? Let it now come. As for me, I have not hastened from being a shepherd to follow you, neither have I desired the woeful day. You know that which came out of my lips was before you. Do not be a terror to me. You are my hope in the day of evil. Let them be confused and confounded who persecute me. But let not me be confused and confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil, and destroy them with double destruction. Thus says Yahweh to me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, whereby the kings of Yehuda come in, and by which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem, and say to them, hear you the word of Yahweh, you kings of Yehuda, and all Yehuda, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem who enter in by these gates. Thus says Yahweh, take heed to yourselves. Bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Neither carry out a burden from out of your houses on the Sabbath day, neither do any work. But set apart the Sabbath day, as I commanded your forefathers. But they did not obey, neither did they incline their ear. But they made their necks stiff, so that they might not hear nor receive instruction. And it will come to pass, if you diligently listen and obey me, says Yahweh, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but set apart the Sabbath day, and to do no work within it, then will there enter into the gates of this city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and upon horses, they and their princes, the men of Yehuda and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city will remain forever. And they will come from the cities of Yehuda, and from the places of round about Jerusalem, and from the land of Benjamin, and from the plain, and from the mountains, and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices and meal offerings and incense, and bringing sacrifices of praise to the house of Yahweh. But if you will not listen and obey me, to set apart the Sabbath day, and not to bear a burden, even entering in at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire in the gates of that city, and it will devour the palaces and the fortresses of Jerusalem, and it will not be quenched. End of chapter.